poor kids. They had their own lives ahead of them. It's a shame things turned out that way. What happened? Me and my husband decided to start a family. Irresponsible decisions. That show is the most depressing television show I've ever seen. Because, you know, any other reality show where there's like a big fat guy or something at the end of the episode, he's eating right, he's exercising, you're like, all right, things are gonna get better. Yeah, things are gonna get better. Good job, TV show, things are gonna get better. 16 and Brett Andrew, like, whoa, that's never getting better. The only good thing that happened this week was the guy almost got a job at Arby's. And the girl won a fist fight with her mom. This is brutal. And they don't do anything nice for the kids at the end of the show. There's no money. There's no new house. Come on, do something for those kids. Like, maybe at the end of each episode, Exhibit could show up. And the kids would be like, oh my God, Exhibit, are you here to pimp our rides? And he'd be like, no, I'm gonna raise your baby as my own. You're free to go back to being teenagers. And they'd be like, thank you, Exhibit. Thank you so much for our lives. Then Exhibit would take the baby and put it on a bus with all the other babies he's collected. And then you do a second show about Exhibit trying to raise 30 babies by himself. I do find the 16 and pregnant show kind of mean-spirited, you know? Because you got a camera crew there like, all right, you don't have any money. No one's helping you raise your children. All hope is lost. And cut. Good luck with everything. We got to go. Let's go. Sorry, there's this other 16-year-old girl that lives down the street that had all the advantages in life. She's about to have an amazing birthday party. We gotta film that for her second show called Super Sweet 16. It's a shame you guys can't switch places for a week, because her shit is sweet. Oh, I hate the girls on Super...